Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
To Author Academy Elite's 7th anniversary. I can't believe it's been 7 years already, but I'm super, super excited to interview you today and to share 2016 with you. We were just speaking before we started. You and I actually met in 2015, I believe, at the conference. So we were already friends in 2016 when your book was released.
You were one of the first people I met. I remember we were at the same table. Lisa Mosier was there too. And I was just in awe of the whole thing.
I know. I remember we were at the Quest Center for conference. And I remember us sitting back, and I think it was one of the breakout rooms. And it's when I actually first met you and we started talking about photography and all these other things. And you just grabbed my heart immediately in that conversation. So I'm excited I get to be the one to present you to the tribe for the people who don't know you and share with your book. But let's take just a couple of minutes and recap a little bit about 2016. And then we're going to talk all about you and your book. So I want to bring up a couple of highlights, and if just feel free to jump in if you remember more as well. But 2016 was the year that we launched, or Carrie launched, Elixir Project. And it was two things that were really interesting about Elixir Project is, number one, it was an example of a fiction book turned into 18 streams of income. So Carrie's fiction book went to 6 figures within months because he took the message of a fiction book and turned it into those 18 streams of income. The other thing that was interesting about releasing Elixir Project in 2016 was that Carrie did it virtually. And this was way before COVID was a word, but you know, some people don't know that Carrie is an introvert, truly. And so when he launched Elixir Project, I was there at the actual launch. So there was just a handful of people in Columbus when he launched it, but he went international virtually. So I think we were in 52 cities. I'm not sure how many countries, lots of interaction, lots of giveaways, total involvement. So by him taking the lead and doing a virtual launch in 2016, it set the stage entirely for the people that were going to be launching their books after COVID. But he had already mastered the technique and had been teaching it for years. So the book launches did not slow down in 2020, thanks to 2016 when he launched that. Wow. But anyway, so now let's get to you.
I remember reading his book, Deborah. I remember when it came out. I think I was part of the pre-launch, and I'm almost positive I listened to it on Audible. So I think he already had it out as an Audible.
Okay.
The Elixir Project. Yeah. And oh my goodness, it was so good. I couldn't put it down. I mean, you know, like,
well,
it was really fun.
Right. And that one turned into Unhackable, which was the nonfiction version of that information. So, and do you remember when we were at conference in 2016, did you go to Mellow Mushroom that year to dinner?
Yes. That was so fun.
Wasn't that fun? I remember the 3 years that we were there. The first year, it was just kind of small and kind of intimate. And then the year that we were all there in 2016, it had grown and we filled up the entire front room. But then the next year, we filled up the front room, the side room, the patio, and it just exploded and it was out of hand. Yeah. But that was a lot of fun. So let's get to you.
I remember several people. Jimmy Z was one of the people at my table at the Mellow Mushroom. So it's really fun because we were kind of on the same path. Several people were there. I think Greg was at my table. So you just connect with these people. I love that. Still in contact.
It is. So the people that we made friends with in 2015, 16, we're friends still today. We're friends still today. We followed each other. We supported and promoted each other. So anyway, so Rhonda Bowling, this is your day. So congratulations on being picked for Author 2016. And I want to talk a little bit about you personally first, and then we'll go into the book and AAE. But I want to point out the deck behind you, because tell us, yes, tell us where you live, what's behind you, and what we might see during this interview, if we're lucky.
Well, I don't know if many of you know where Ketchikan, Alaska is. It is an island in Southeast Alaska. Most people don't know that Alaska has the largest rainforest in the world. So I live in a rainforest, and oh my goodness, have we gotten the rain this year? I really wish we could figure out how to share it with, we call the lower 48. That's what we mm-hmm. call you guys down there, the lower 48.
We're good with so that.
But behind me is the Pacific Ocean. It's the Inside Passage, and whales go by there. So a little self-promotion. I have the Facebook page, Whale Spotter Ketchikan, and Whale Spotter is one of them. And then I have a group that's public, that Whale Spotter Ketchikan group. So you guys, you could go on that and follow these whales. It's incredible. We had a famous whale, Phoenix, here during Thanksgiving. And during this COVID thing, I got to tell you, that whale brought so much joy. You should see all the pictures of Phoenix. I think it made worldwide news, actually.
Oh, wow. Well, I know you personally sent videos of the whales, and I'm like, I can't believe she can sit on her porch and watch those whales.
Well, so. You and I too, Deborah, I know we're always talking about the Northern Lights, and I want to tell you, I get up still in the middle of the night going looking for them, but it was still in the very low a chance of seeing them. I think I had a 17% chance. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, they weren't out, but we did have stars last night. So I was looking.
Awesome. Keep hanging in there. We'll get those lights one day for sure. All right. So do you have your book with you by chance? Of course you do. Yes. So Can a Cookie Change the World? So tell us a little bit, first of all, about your book.
Okay, but you know, I really like talking about other people. This is really hard for me to talk about myself. So thank you, but I really just want to talk about your book and Jimmy Z's.
Well, we're not here talking about my book. We're here talking about your book. So let's talk about how a cookie can change the world.
Okay, so this book is a true story about a young lady who is now a senior in high school. And I'm the registrar at that high school. So, and all the kids that have helped her are all seniors this year. She's been doing it since she was 7 years old. So that's a long time. And this year was her 10th year of having the actual event, but it had to be different because of COVID. And this year her proceeds went to the American Legion, and they delivered cookies to veterans.
Sweet.
So it was a little different, but people still donated. And she was like, no donations, because it's not going to be the same, but people still donated. So getting back to the book, this is what it's about. It's about a young girl's heart who wanted to make a difference in her community. And she would do this by having a bake sale, but it's not really. She had cookies because she was asking for donations for a specific cause, and it's a different cause each year. And people would come to the mall at Christmas time, just one day, and they would give to her cause, and she would give them a treat in return. And it grew and grew, and she kept with it. And now she, I think it's over $90,000 that she's raised for various causes. Mm-hmm. And my book is dedicated to Sandy, which is Tessa, my protagonist's grandma. And Sandy had ALS. And honestly, I was at that first conference with you, and I'm going to go blank. Dean. And he's written a book now.
Dean Fultz.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. He was talking about somebody with ALS, and I got pretty weepy there. And I actually had a different book in mind at the time, and I decided to change direction, because I knew I needed to write a book about Tessa and her cause and dedicate it to Sandy. And that was in October, right? Mm-hmm. October 2015, I think that we were there. Mm-hmm. And I knew at that minute, and I asked several people there, can I change direction, go with a children's book? And by April of 2016, that book was done. because of AAE. So 6 months. And Deborah, 29 days later, Sandy passed away. So she got to see it, which is so special to me. And that is one of my biggest takeaways, or I don't know what to even call it. That alone made this whole book worth it.
Oh, that's precious. There is so much happens at conference. There is. I know this is not to promote conference, it's to promote you, but there is so much happens at Igniting Souls Conference. That's not just the connections between the people, but connections with visions and goals and dreams and clarity.
Yes.
So tell me, now obviously you've published your book through Author Academy Elite. So let's talk about your life before Author Academy Elite, during the process, and then where you are now. So before Author Academy Elite, what goals did you have? I know you touched on it just a little bit, but what goals did you have, and how did you know that Author Academy Elite was going to help you meet those goals?
I don't know if very many people know this, but my oldest child was born in 1990, and I lived in Seattle then, and I started my own business. I was doing word processing and private investigations so I could be at home with him all the time. I don't want to pay, and back then it was $700 a month for a baby to be in daycare. But while I was home with him, I was writing books, and I thought, I can't do anything with this because I don't know how to illustrate, right? And so my whole life, I've always wanted to write a book ever since then. I mean, not my whole life, but I think it's always been in there. And with so many of us, we want to write a book. There's something in us that we just want to get out there. We want to leave a legacy. We want our words to last longer. We want to bless those around us. And it's just kind of fun anyway, you know? So I remember thinking someday. And when I got the book, Your Secret Name. And I was listening to it while I was walking, and I was like, wow, I love this book. I want to check out this author. And the author was Carrie Oberbrunner. And so I was like, I'm going to see what else he has. And that's how I found AAE. And then I saw, oh my goodness, he teaches people how to become authors. So how many years later was that, you know, from the beginning? So that's really what I wanted to do. And truly, my heart was in children's books. And I didn't even realize that, because I thought, oh, I want to write a book about prayer. I want to write a book about, you know, many different things. And I want to help other people in my church learn how to write a book. And maybe we could use some funds for helping build our church building. So these were all the thoughts in my mind. Yeah, and what was the other part of your question?
we may not be the right ones for this interview. Could go on forever. But how did you know it was Carrie? How did you know he was the one, and Author Academy Lead was the direction that you needed to take the books that were inside you?
Yes, it was the trust that I got from not only that book, but then from the further interactions that I had. And I just knew it was right. And to this day, I still always say, that was the best investment that I made, was joining AAE.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you there. All right. So during the process of writing your book, what was the favorite part of the entire process?
Well, I was kind of alluding to that a little while ago. And that is Sandy. I told you about Sandy, and she had ALS, and her daughter told me that that was her last pure joy. So that, knowing how a book can impact even just one person and how important that is. I mean, that was a book about her granddaughter, and she's part of that book. And, you know, just knowing that that book could live on and change other people's lives and inspire other people. That was my favorite process, but the people are utmost favorite.
Okay. And actually going through, because I know there's people like you and I, we love the people, but then there's the actual doing it, you know, like following the steps and doing it. What was your favorite step?
I get so excited. I want to just say it all.
You're good.
So what I got the most excited doing was the cover and the illustrations, because remember back in 1990, 92, I had no idea. Oh my goodness, this opened a whole new world for me, learning how to do the covers and the illustrations and how to find them that we can afford and how to make it look beautiful, and just the whole process. And the cover design to me was incredible, because it changed my whole vision on future books.
Okay. And I remember too, you were actually doing, when you came to Columbus, so you, I mean, after the book was finished the next year, when I was releasing mine, you were there with yours going into schools doing readings.
I've read to over 1,000 elementary kids, and it is such an honor and blessing to be able to go into those schools, literally watch their faces wash. I mean, I cannot think of a better word, but they wash with inspiration. And I know Tessa's story is sinking in. You know, that word will not return void.
Right. That's exactly right. So what's been some of your biggest wins since you have published? I know that Sandy was the biggest, but you know, your readings, what's some of the other wins that you've had after the book was finished?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've had a lot of, you know, I've had so many opportunities. I've been able to give 70% of the proceeds. I've split it between ALS and Kids Cookies for a Cause. Just this year, I had the person who did my foreword, Jenny Ward Dwyer. She owns boats and helps with ALS, but her son and their fleet is in The Deadliest Catch, that TV show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she wrote my foreword because she's a Ketchikan gal and her husband died of ALS. And she said, Rhonda, I have somebody who said, if you, I think she said, me and Tessa could sign the book, I will get them to Lisa Murkowski. And if she signs them, they know they can get a couple $100 at this auction for ALS for the book. So I said, well, let's not just do one. And then she signed them too. And so that was such an honor to know that, wow, I get to sign it because Lisa Murkowski is a senator for Alaska. She's in my book because she was part of the story a little bit there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have such a beautiful heart to take what, you know, what you do with your book, and you've just been such a giver all the way through the process. You have just been such a giver, not only with the message of your book, but the proceeds and, you know, just sharing Tessa's story with the book. So moving forward, what goals do you have now?
Well, I do want to continue writing into my retirement. This is exciting for me because I do need to work a few more years because of other things and medical insurance and all of that. But I love writing these books. I cannot tell you how much joy, and I love helping others. I helped a 74-year-old lady write her book, and I don't charge for any of this because my heart is kind of to give, and I'm in a place where I don't have to charge right now, and I would love to be able to, but for me right now, giving is what I want to do. So I helped her write her book, and it's called After Midnight Meditations, because that was her thing, was in the middle of the night, she would text people. At 74 years old, she was a texter. And since then, she has passed away. And so this also has been a huge blessing, a huge legacy. And I actually am in the process, hopefully, of changing her book's title to How Prayer Changes Everything. Because I think that would actually sell better. And I've learned that through AAE, the marketing part and everything. But that title, the previous title, was important to her. So there's been so many things. And I just had her granddaughter call me and say, oh, is there any way you can help me figure out how? And so she's written a book now, you know, so just sharing that. And our goal with AAE, I mean, I fully believe that we are Igniting Souls. We're part of the Igniting Souls group. So that is my heart too. And Carrie's goal to ignite over a million souls. He's well over that now, I'm sure. So
we're on our way to 100 million by 2030. So that's the goal. We're on our way. We've got a few more minutes. So what would you say to the people that are watching this? I'm going to give you two categories to think about. What would you say to the people that are watching this that are in the tribe and maybe they're in that process of AAE and they feel like, you know, how you get to those things where you just need to push through? It gets a little bit, not really hard, but, you know, when you're going through the process, you think, oh, is this ever going to end? You know, what would you say to those people who just need that boost of encouragement to really get motivated and finish their books?
Okay. So my internet seemed a little unstable. Sorry, Alaska guys, not sure about the weather. So I could hear parts of that. So if I don't answer this, let me just repeat what you said. You said that what what I do to encourage others who are in the process to keep going. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I have a unique mindset on this because my situation, I had to hurry. I wanted to get this done before Sandy died, but it's not perfect. I would do it things differently if I had more time. But people, you don't have more time. You say you have more time, but do you want this book out? Do you want to leave a legacy? None of us know. We need to get those out. We need to get them out now. And I mean, I'm not trying to be morbid at all, like we're all gonna die tomorrow, but don't put it off. You need to get this word out. It is important to somebody. It will change somebody's life. And you will not regret it. Don't worry about it being perfect because it's out. So just keep following the process, keep doing the steps. You will do it. I know you will do it. And you will be so glad you did. And you can always edit later, right? Yeah.
Right. And that, you know, that's the thing. It'll never be perfect. We can edit something to death. We really can. So what about the people who may be watching this where we've shared or Carrie shared and it's gotten to people who aren't in AAE, but are sitting there thinking, I've always wanted to write a book, but I just don't know where to go, what to do. What would you tell those people?
Oh my goodness. I've never, ever, ever regretted it. Literally so thankful that I did this. You guys, just do it. I mean, you can start slow. You can start with anything. They give you every idea. They go from beginning to end. Marketing, you start how to write. I sometimes say, start with chapter two. You don't have to start with chapter one. And they teach you that. They teach you mind maps. They teach you everything you need to know. So don't delay. Find your purpose and your passion. And if this is something you've always wanted to do, that's one of my things is God created us for a purpose. And if it's on your heart to write a book, if it's on your heart to share, you need to do that. You just need to be obedient and do that because you will never, ever, ever regret it. And no matter the cost, if it was triple the cost, it would still be worth it, but it is very affordable to do this. And yeah, it's best investment, probably one of the best investments of my adult life.
Yeah. So if you are watching this, you just simply go to authoracademyelite.com/application. Very, very few questions there. You don't have to write an essay, but just to give us an idea of the type of book that you want to write. And we'll be glad to sit down and talk with you about it. So again, it's authoracademyelite.com/application. And we would love to talk to anyone that has a book burning inside them and kind of give them some guidance and answer the questions that they have. So go ahead and go there and let us know what you're thinking. So Rhonda, thank you so much. I have thoroughly enjoyed chatting with you today.
Well, and I just did want to just say too that not just the AAE, but every single, this has grown. There were 200 of us at conference when you and I went way back. Now it's so many people, it's worldwide. And you are going to have friends from all over the world and you can ask so many questions and people have learned so much. So you get not only AAE, but you get the whole tribe, the whole network, and it's beautiful.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, thank you again. Congratulations on being author of 2016 with The Code Can Change the World. And we'll look forward to those other books coming through.
Thank you. And no whales popped up?
No.
Darn it.
We missed
We're going to have to do another one sometime.
We will. Okay. You have a great day. Bye.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the blessing and honor.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.